Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a live episode of New You City Chat. I'm Danielle Mercurio, your host for the evening, afternoon, morning, wherever it may be that you are. And tonight I am just, I'm so glad that we're doing what we're doing because I sure need it. And that's this meditation. What is it? How does it work for you? How can it calm you down? How can it shift things? How can it make things appear in your life? And for me, I'm in Manhattan. Many of you know I'm a lifestyle coach here in the city. I like to bring in what I call my cosmic tools, which is astrology, tarot reading, kundalini yoga, and of course meditation. Because as much as I love a thriving, stimulating city environment, I also know that because of all that energy, because of all that toxicity that may come from it, I need to shield myself. I need to protect myself. I need to know what resources I have on hand that I can use at any moment when I'm starting to feel unsafe or like my guard might be breached upon. And that's why I love meditation. Tonight, it's here in the city. It's a snowy night. We've had countless of them, it seems, this winter. And every winter, all of us, especially at this point, are saying, never again am I going to do this. You know, like next year I'm going to Cali or going to Florida or off to some tropical island. And yet we find ourselves back here again. And we're like, oh, what am I doing? And it's okay. It's part of our life. It's part of the cycles that we're in. Some of us will get out this time around. Some of us may not. But whatever it is, wherever you may be, I really want to just show you how meditation can really help get you more grounded where you are, make your environment feel a little bit safer, and allow yourself to find new ways and opportunities to reduce stress, feel more calm, and actually bring in more of what it is that you want in your life. It's really interesting. A lot of us are really busy, right? We're all busy. And I've gotten to the point now where I'm like, you know what? I'm busy and that's going to be a good thing because clearly it means that people like me and they want me around. And so that's what's keeping me so like, go, 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 right? However, I lost my train of thought. What was I going with this? Well, this whole idea of us just always being so busy and not slowing down. I know where I was going with this. So we think that we have to be busy. We think that our plate has to be so full in order for us to get things, in order for us to move ahead, to, you know, get that promotion, to work the ladder, so to speak. However, it's not always about being so busy and being so active. A lot of times we can get what we need by simply sitting or giving ourselves space, allowing ourselves the time and the room to just breathe and to just be. And that's a big lesson I'm learning for myself. As I continue on in my career and open up my social circles and allow in other opportunities such as travel, potential love, whatever it may be into my life, while it's very full and it's seemingly abundant, I found that I was getting tired. I found that I was getting pushback. I found that I was getting so jammed up in things that I wasn't really enjoying what it is that I was doing. And so I decided what would happen if I created space, if I carved out time just for me with no obligations. And I found that the opportunities didn't go away, that people didn't think I was working any less hard, that nothing was really missed. But what was gained was more clarity, more satisfaction, and more room to do the things that I actually really love and enjoy, and being able to balance, set up healthy boundaries, and really understand what it is I love versus doing things where I'm just going through the motions or I think I have to. So this idea of meditation and bringing more into your life can really help you just see that if you just slow down, if you just give yourself space, you're not taking anything away, but really you could be gaining something from it. So I'm going to kind of just get into this tonight. Sometimes we have callers, which are clearly always welcome. I'm going to actually wait till the end. So if anyone has a question, you can hit one. Some of you are dialed in. The number to call in is 646-716-9397. And you're welcome to just purely listen the whole time via this number. Or if you have a question for me at the end, you can hit one and we can discuss what we worked on this evening or any other questions you might have around the idea of manifestation, meditation, or just finding calm in your everyday life. And we have a chat room as well. Some of you are in there. You can ask questions or comments throughout the show that way also. And we're going to be doing some meditation. So I would love for you to find a quiet spot, place where you're sitting. If you're in a car driving or you're walking somewhere, clearly this isn't the time to close your eyes and completely zone out. But maybe it's just something you listen to and you're mindful of. If you are doing things around the house like chores or cleaning up, I really do encourage you to actually sit and participate a little bit more. Give yourself that time to not be like, well, I'm going to listen to Danielle and do the dishes. As much as I love to be part of that experience, I really want you to get something even greater out of this. I really want you to participate in it and give yourself that time, that luxury to your body, to your mind, to your spirit, to your soul to expand, to get some relief, to melt away some of the stress that may be still intruding from the day. I know it's only Tuesday, 2 days into the work week. Maybe there's something that's kind of irking on your mind, coworker, whatever it may be. We're going to let them all go away. We're going to let all the chores go to another time and just focus on you this evening. So for those of you that haven't meditated before, we're going to take this nice and simple. And this is your practice. The beautiful thing about meditation is it's not something that you will ever have to perfect in your entire life. There is no right way to do it. There is no wrong way to do it. There is purely you, your breath, and whatever you're feeling in the moment. People feel like, well, I can't think at all if I'm meditating. That's wrong. That's bad, right? No. It's human to think, and we are human beings, and thoughts are going to come up. Things are going to rise. We're going to get an itchy nose during it. You know, like things are going to happen that are going to try to kind of distract the process or make you want to go another way. And that's okay. You just can acknowledge it for what it is and go back to the practice. So again, this is an opportunity for you to just be present with what is and to not judge what happens, to just be curious, be an observer, and not make this another opportunity to like prove to yourself how great you are at it or how bad you are at it and beating yourself up over it. It's a time to just explore and play. So just keep that in mind as you go through this. Just do the best that you can. And that's really all that's, you know, asked of you. All right, so to start, we're going to just take a nice seat wherever you are. And if you can, place both feet on the ground, so you can feel the nice solid earth below you. And just find a nice relaxed seat. You don't want to be too slouched down, but you want to feel a nice kind of upright spine. Your shoulders are back, your chest is out, even kind of proud, excited, projecting out with your body. And your chin's just going to be slightly level to the ground. Your hands can be down in your lap. It can be palms facing up or down. However feels comfortable. Whatever your body is kind of grooving with right now. Feeling relaxed, but with a solid structure as well. So this relaxed solitude that you can be in. And now is the time where we get to just close our eyes. So allow them to close. And right now I just want you to feel. whatever it is that you're feeling. It could be a body ache that you have going on right now. You could still be excited about an opportunity that came up for you today. Maybe that coworker's still in your mind. The bills you have to pay. Whatever it may be, just let it be for right now. Again, be the observer of where you are. Just feel. Explore. Now, taking an inhale through your nose, feeling your belly and your chest lift up with air, pulling in through the nostrils long and deep, holding the breath for just a moment, and then releasing it out through your mouth, long and deep. And again, pulling in the air through your nose, feeling your body rise up with air, gently holding the space and releasing out. And as we begin our practice tonight, we call upon the highest power, the highest truth, whatever it may be that you believe to be outside of you, that promotes goodness and grace, come through during this hour, during our time together, to acknowledge the inner wisdom of your own self, to look at what comes up without judgment, but with a sense of wonder, curiosity, to embrace an open mind and an even more open heart as you open up deeper into this practice. And we take a moment to say thank you. Thank you to ourselves for taking the time to acknowledge your own needs. Thank you for the technology to allow the messages to come through in the way that they are right now. Taking another deep inhale in through your nose, filling your body with air. We hold the space together, allowing all that is to come in to be received, and releasing out through the mouth, long and deep, feeling our bodies cave in with the withdrawal of our breath. And finding a steady rhythm with your breath, we're going to shake out any energy that's no longer serving us from today. We're going to think about anything that really just doesn't seem to serve you right now, that's been on your mind, is lingering, or it feels like it's almost out the door, but it's not quite there yet. We're going to let that go. We're going to dissolve the stress, rid ourselves of the worry, and shake out the pain. To do this, I want you to again be in that nice solid seat, feet on the floor, nice strong back, chest proudly out, eyes still closed. And you're going to bring your hands up. And you're just going to start shaking your hands. Just shake them, shake them, shake them. Shake, shake, shake. And with every shake, you're going to let all the things that don't serve you, all the moments today that totally bugged you out, that you know aren't true but got caught up in the storyline anyway, we're going to release them. Let them exit out through your hands. Your hands are the portals of release. And go ahead and just keep shaking them. If they get tired, just keep going. We're just going to do a full minute of shake, shake, shake. Get all that tension out, all that energy, all that frazzledness. Let our bodies take care of it for us. Just 10 more seconds. Get it out. Good, and let your hands go down into your lap. Eyes stay closed. And just inhale in long and deep, holding the breath, and releasing out long and deep. And just sit in stillness for another moment, feeling whatever it is that's coming up for you, just allowing it to be. All right, we shook some of that out, right? I feel it. I already feel a shift in the consciousness of all our listeners right now. We shook it out, got rid of all the angst, the edginess of the day. And now we're going to bring in some more calm. So again, keeping your eyes closed. Some of us may like to look up at our third eye. That's the point right in between our eyebrows. You're kind of looking up and inward. This helps invite in our awareness of our intuition. Some of us may see messages from our chakras, colors. Just notice it. Let yourself be enchanted by it. And continuing to breathe in, feeling our bodies, feeling our hearts, feeling our souls. I want you to picture a shining light above your crown. It's dazzling, crackling with energy. There's this heat around it. Maybe the light has a color. Focus on it swirling around the crown of your head, radiating all this good energy, light, pure love, embracing you, enticing you. What does it feel like to have this light hovering over you? Ever so softly, you feel the light get closer. Hovering just the very tip of your being. And ever so gently, the light starts to seep in through the crown of your head, melting into your mind, washing through your head. You feel this beautiful light caressing down your face, over your cheekbones, your ears, past your jaw. This warm, radiating light. You can feel it gliding through your neck, seeping into your shoulders. No judgment, just love, understanding, protection. You allow the light to continue further. Down into your chest and your upper back. Starts to circle around your heart. And you feel this light beating in unison with your heart. You feel it mirroring the love within you. You feel it calling out your truth, reminding you that you are protected. You are safe. You are loved. That you are so capable of anything that you want and everything that you need. All will come together and all will be okay. You're reminded of this with this beautiful, pure, crackling light. And the light expands outwards, reaching past into your arms, gliding down over your elbows, into your forearms, pulling into your hands. The light continues back into your core, down into your stomach, sliding down your spine. With it, just leaving love, just leaving grace. Allow it to guide through your hip bones, your sex organs, down your thighs, allowing it to tingle and glow within you. The light moves down past your knees, through your shins, and settles down into your feet. The light goes stronger, coursing through. You feel it as it moves into each of your toes. And there the light just all of a sudden seeps out through the toes and washes up and over you, creating this beautiful bubble. You're surrounded by the light. You can see it. You can feel it. Glowing all around you and within you. And again, it's a reminder that this light is always with you. This total trust, this total knowing that everything will be okay. All you simply have to do is remember. Remember that you are loved, that you are protected, and that everything will be okay. Allow yourself to just be in the experience of this light. And taking a deep inhale in through the nostrils, filling your body with air. Release it out through the mouth, long and deep. And allow yourself to come back into the room, the space where you are. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes, allowing yourself to see that this beautiful experience what's happening right in your home, or your office, or at your boyfriend's. The light goes with you wherever you are. So that's just one of my favorite meditations to lead people through, to help just induce calm, to help remind you that everything will be all right, that we can always be comforted. And that sometimes when we are really stressed or we're really worried or we're concerned, that we need to just disassociate ourselves from the problem. And it's not running away. It's a form of stepping away so that you can start to channel into your highest good, into your higher power, into that part of yourself that knows you better than you realize. I can kind of take you out of the storyline can take you away from the moments when you're getting really out of hand with your thoughts, when you're thinking the worst, when you're stuck in fear. I mean, fear is just a metaphor for false evidence appearing real. And the beautiful thing about meditation is that it can take you away from that storyline. It can show you what's really real. Or if that's too much for you, it can at least just get you away thinking that isn't serving you. It can induce a moment to just be. And in that, you can find the clarity to maybe solve that situation. Or to just let it be for a little bit and allow other answers to come forth. A lot of times when we're stuck, we just want to know what's next. We just want it to go away. We just want, you know, the universe to mail us a letter or somebody else to be like, here, I'll fix it for you. I'll solve it. No problem. We got this. It's done. And maybe that will happen, but sometimes it doesn't. And so we need to just disassociate ourselves from it. We need to just let go for a little bit. Or we need to go and do something else. And in that motion, in that action, we may actually receive the guidance that we need for the situation that was bothering us. So by not giving the problem so much power, we're able to release the angst, release some of the stress, and actually start to receive the guidance without even realizing it. So what do you do if you're at work and you're really panicked about something, or someone's tripping you up, or you've gotten a fight with your partner, or, you know, just you're in traffic and you're like just really feeling like just anxious and nervous? And there's all this energy, and you don't have a lot of time, but you know you need to get rid of it. Let's say you're visiting your in-laws, and they seem to really bother you. You need to have these kind of pocket meditations, these things that you can do when you don't have time maybe to sit down and lead yourself through like a light meditation per se, or get into a really deep trance, but you need something kind of on the go, if you will. And I'm really into this idea. I'm, as I mentioned, I'm being trained in Kundalini Yoga, and one of the things that we're learning is what's called the idea of 3-minute start, which is techniques to radically improve your mood and reduce stress in an easy, compatible way. So what we're going to do right now, which is a really great one for when you're really stressed out and all you have is a bathroom to go to and 3 minutes, you can do this meditation. So what you're going to do is, again, just sitting as you are, or if you're somewhere where you can only stand, that's fine too. And what you're going to do is you're going to take your left hand and kind of cup it in front of you. So it's going to be kind of level with your chest, your heart area. And then you're going to take your right hand and you're just going to place it right on top of your left. So both hands are cupping. The left hand is supporting the right hand on top. So it's chest level, your elbows are probably down towards your rib cage, your chest is nice and out and strong, shoulders back. We're going to do it now together. You're going to go ahead and just close your eyes. Okay, with your hands nice and cupped in that position. And just start to breathe. Allow yourself to kind of align to this position. Let your body get used to what you're doing. And this is going to help brighten your outlook on things. It's going to help release any negativity that you may have towards yourself or other people. And we're going to literally like take all those bad thoughts and we're going to blow them away. What you're going to do now is your eyes will close, but I want you to kind of open them just a sliver so you can just kind of see your hands underneath you. And you're going to inhale in through the nose. And you're going to take in any thoughts or feelings or things that are bothering you and kind of hold them in as you lock in your breath. And then you're going to powerfully exhale through the mouth and you're going to blow out that negativity on your hands. So you're going to inhale in through the nose, think about those negative thoughts, those negative feelings, those things that are just like, ugh, like I can't handle this right now. And then hold it in just briefly and then powerfully exhale through the mouth, almost making an O shape with your mouth as you breathe them out. or some people say like it's like a cannonball coming out. So feel all those thoughts, all those that ugliness, make it like a cannonball in your mouth, and then just blow it out into your hands. So we're going to go ahead and do that now so you can practice what it feels like. And I'll let you know when we're just going to go a couple minutes. And I'll let you know when we're close to the end. So all you have to do right now is just focus on this idea of breathing in what you don't want, what isn't serving you, holding it in for just a moment, and then blow it out, keeping those hands cupped. So in just 10 more seconds, really powerfully exhale out. And inhale in, holding the breath while squeezing and tightening every muscle of your body. Hold, hold, hold. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. And exhale out. Just relax. Again, that's something that you can do when you're just really kind of in freak out mode and you're not sure what you need to do. I'm sure many of you may have felt the difference between how you were when you first started and how you may feel right now. And it didn't take much. It didn't take, you know, an hour of having to sit and meditate. You were able to do that within a matter of a couple minutes. And the beauty of doing some of these meditations that are crafted and already are given to us in this way are that you're getting all the tools and the technologies and the wisdoms that can come from some of these hour-long meditations into a short period of time so that you can get as much power as you can from it and relief so that you can go about your day in the way that you intend to, in the way that works best for you. All right, so we're going to do another quickie one, and then we're going to get into manifesting because who doesn't want to manifest stuff, right? So this one we're going to do is for a calm heart. So again, I feel like I'm getting the idea here that there's a lot of you, I'm just picking up on that, are releasing a lot and are just kind of looking to calm, to bring in some more calm, to bring in some more centering, and to just feel good. And so this meditation for a calm heart helps balance your emotions when you're feeling overwhelmed. And when I say emotions, it could be anything. It could be anger, sadness, frustration, and you just kind of want to calm down, get out of your head, and feel more centered, more aligned. So we're going to go ahead and get into your seated position, whatever feels good for you, just making sure that your spine is nice and straight. And what you're going to do next is you're going to press your palms and fingers together at your heart center. Your both hands are touching, almost like they're in square. Or they are in prayer, essentially. And you're going to bring your thumbs so that they're touching against your sternum. So your hands are in prayer, palms together, right over your heart center, thumbs touching the sternum, closing your eyes. And you're going to inhale through your nose 4 times, and you should feel a nice fullness in your lungs. And then you're going to exhale through your nose 4 times. And you should feel a vast emptiness in your lungs. So inhaling in 4 times. So it's going to be inhale 1, 2, 3, 4. And then exhale 1, 2, 3, 4. And you're just going to continue this in 4 strokes, out 4 strokes. If you're feeling super advanced, you can do in 8, out 8. You start to get dizzy, go a little bit slower. And even if you just need to do 2 strokes in and 2 strokes out, that's fine. The point isn't to get you super dizzy and high in that way. It's to calm your heart. All right, so we're going to do this for 2 minutes. Again, nice prayer pose. Thumbs into your sternum. Elbows kind of loose. And begin. Inhale in 4 strokes, exhale out 4. Focusing on filling your lungs up with air and emptying them out. Thoughts come into your being, just acknowledge them for what they are and realize now isn't really a good time, and you'll get to them later. 10 more seconds. And breathing in, holding the space, and releasing out, and relax. Letting yourself just kind of slump into a relaxed state for a moment. Awesome. And again, that's just another one you can do when you're on the go and you need a quick kind of pick me up. And I like that one a lot because when you're having to focus on, okay, I got to inhale in 4 times, I got to exhale out 4 times, your focus changes, right? You're not thinking about the coworker that pissed you off. You're thinking about, okay, in 4, out 4, in 4, out 4. And you're able to take yourself away from the toxic situation and focus on something much more healing and much more beneficial to your body. And when you treat your body really well, it's going to start to send good signals to your mind. And it's harder to get upset about what's going on outside of the experience. So that's why I like it. It really helps distract me. Not only, I mean, it distracts in a way, but also really just kind of dissolve what's going on because it takes your mind to a whole different place where that kind of stuff just doesn't matter, like the toxic stuff or the just negativity kind of can go away, go to the hayside, not the hayside, the wayside. So I love that one. If you're somewhere like, and you know you can do it, but like the prayer pose might look a little bit awkward, you can simply just place like a hand on your chest, or both hands on your chest. Another thing you can do is what's called Gyan Mudra, which is taking your index and your thumb finger together and just holding it so they kind of are making like a AOK symbol. And you can have that hand posture while you're breathing in and out. So that could be, you know, it may just be that feels better to you. You can kind of play around. But the main thing is just to have that equal breathing in and equal breathing out. Start with 4. If you can work your way up to 8, that's awesome. You don't need to go any more than that, though. I don't want to hear like, Danielle, like I did 32 breaths in and 32 breaths out. I'll be like, oh my God, you're too much of an overachiever. It's cool where things are. Again, meditation is not about becoming perfect. It's about just being with the practice as it is. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to promote yourself in the process. And that's like the cool thing about it. So awesome. And clearly reach out to me if you want to know more. I have like tons and tons of like these amazing 3-minute meditations that you can do that could help you out when you're in a bind or you're just looking for those quick, easy go-to meditations. All right. So for the last thing that I want to do tonight, we're already wrapping on the hour. I love it. See, like time flies when you're not thinking. It's kind of cool. So we're going to do some manifesting. So I think most of you know what manifestation is. It's the idea of bringing what you want, attracting what you desire into your realm, into your world. So let's say you really want that cute guy that you gave your number to call you. You can manifest that. Or you've been applying for jobs left and right, and you're really like, there's one that you really have your eye on, you can manifest it. Or maybe you just really want like your partner to buy you something fabulous that you've been wanting for a while, you can manifest that too. Or maybe you just want a random package delivered from nobody in particular, you could manifest that as well. I've actually been reading the book E Squared. I really recommend it. It's a really easy, digestible way to kind of look at the law of attraction or the secret, if you will. It's by Pam Grout. And like the first chapter, if you will, is kind of her explanation of the law of attraction. And I really like it because she makes it really believable and like really resonates with us. Like an example, like when you when we're trying to manifest something or when we really want something, it's so easy for us to doubt or to say why it won't happen or to be convinced that it won't work or it won't happen to me. Like it might happen to so-and-so, but like for me, no way. But like really, manifestation, attraction, whatever you want to call it, is just energy. In our life, we don't really doubt energy, right? Like when you plug in your toaster, you're not like, oh my God, like, you know, is this toaster going to work when I plug it in? Like, you know, do I need to do a ritual first or do I need to like really like stand here and like get in tune with my breathing and like make sure I'm truly aligned with the toaster so that when I plug it in, it will turn on and toast my toast or toast my bread? No, you plug it in, you put your bread in, and then before you know it, it's toasted. You keep going. And on the rare occurrence that the toaster doesn't work, it just means time has passed and it's time for you to move on to something else or find someone to fix it. And you do. And you don't get super worked up about it. You don't think the world is mad at you. You just see it for what it is. And I just really like that kind of analogy, this idea that we can plug into the universe, we can plug into this law of attraction just like we plug in our hairdryer, just like we plug in our computer. It all works the same way. And we can be so trusting of those things. Yet when it comes to our own life, when it comes to something that's more personal, we lose some of that faith. We lose some of that willingness to see, to believe, and we think that we're not worthy. And the thing is, we are. We're just as worthy as anybody else. We were born here for a reason, and it is our birthright to be provided for, to be taken care of. We didn't come here from a place of lack. You were born and you were given everything you needed in that moment. You were given breath, you're given a blanket, you're given your mom and your dad. You didn't start out in the negative. So why do we have that mentality now? Why do we have that mentality when we apply for a job that we're not good enough or that we can't ask for that kind of salary? We always have to start from behind. What if we started to start from a few feet ahead? What if we started from a place of knowing that we're worth it? That we start from a place of abundance. Starts to shift things. Changes it around. We start to get surprises, right? Like surprises are fun. Who doesn't love a surprise party, right? It's exciting when things happen to us that we didn't see coming. We don't always have to fear what's around the corner. We can actually be enticed by it and amazed. So I just, you know, when it comes to this idea of manifesting, I find it to be a really great opportunity to start to look at things in a new way, to start to see them not as you always being behind, but maybe you're actually already more ahead than you think, and knowing that and believing that. Okay, so we're going to meditate around this. We're going to go ahead and close our eyes again and just find a nice, I don't know if I ever told you to open them, but if you did, you can close them again. Kind of just close your eyes, find that nice relaxed seat, both feet planted on the ground, if that's possible. And just finding a nice steady breath, breathing in through the nose, out through the mouth, nice and easy. Letting that effortless air seep into your being, being ever so gently released. And as we come into this breath, I want you to imagine something you're really ready for. Something you just know possible is meant for you. It's just around the corner. Perhaps it's a new relationship, a new job opportunity, abundance in the form of money. Perhaps it's healing. Whatever it is, I really want you to focus on it. What does it feel like to have it already? Be in that relationship, to have that job, to receive the income, to be healed. What does it feel like when that's the absolute truth? What does it look like? What does it look like to be in that relationship? To have that job, that extra cash, to see that healing. Visualize it. Create a picture. And continue to move through with the senses. What does it sound like to have this thing? What do you hear? What does it smell like? Does it have a scent? The smell of money? The smell of your partner? The smell of hugging a loved one after you've been healed? What does it taste like? Sharing a glass of wine with your partner? The salt of your tears from pure happiness. Taking your hands and keeping your eyes closed, I want you to cup them out in front of you at the chest level. Placing that opportunity that you're ready for, that you know is already real, that is meant for you, in the palms of your hands. Offering them up, allowing them to be taken from you. Because when we surrender, we acknowledge that we can't always do this on our own. We can't always make what we want happen by ourselves. There are too many things that may come in the way. However, when we ask for help, when we offer up, when we believe that it can happen, and that we ask for divine interference, when we call in for a miracle, it can happen. And it will. And so we surrender. We surrender this idea, this belief, this knowing of this item, this person, this healing that we believe in so deeply. We surrender it to the highest good, and we ask that we be shown. That it be provided to us. And that it be done in a way that maybe we can't comprehend. And that's okay. It's not always our place to meddle when it comes to manifesting. All we have to do is believe and open our hearts to receive. We give so much in our everyday life, so much. When do we give ourselves the time to receive right back? This is your chance. This is your moment. Allow yourself to give away what you're most ready for. Taking your hands and placing them over your heart. Allow yourself to feel what it's like to receive. And taking a deep inhale in, feeling in what it is that you're ready for, knowing it will come at the divine time, at the most blessed opportunity. You will be open, you will be ready, you will be willing, and you will receive. You will await a miracle, and it will be granted. Inhaling in, sealing the space, holding, and release. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And we've just reached time. I'm about to get the signal to go off. But I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. Keep me posted on your manifestation and your meditation, and reach out to me at danielmercurio.com or email me. Sat Nam.